pick. And probably in this next big move of God, I think you're going to see people that you would never expect drawn into following Christ. And that's why I think it's good to keep an open mind and be led wherever he leads you to go. If he says go to this bar and minister to the people in the bar, just don't, you know, participate too much in the alcohol, because then you'll be not able to minister. But be led by the Spirit wherever he has you go. Okay, now this was interesting, because Jesus picked up the scroll for Isaiah and began reading from, this was Isaiah 61, that if you have a chance later to go back and read it, it is quite a bit in there. But he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And then he said, he closed the book and said, you know, this today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Well, Christ's ministry, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But now we need to be able to read this scripture and apply it to ourselves. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we should be able to read this scroll, and it, you know, we don't have to read it as a scroll, but read it here in this book. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." You can say that for yourself. The Lord, you know, is putting his Spirit upon you. He's on us, so that we can go forth. And he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and sent me to proclaim release to the captives. So that was his heart. His heart was to release people, to preach to poor people, to recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, and proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. I feel like the burden that we need to have is to realize that we are the ones that God can use. And don't think, well, I messed up, you know, 5 years ago, or I left, you know, missed the things the Lord wanted me to do. It doesn't work that way. He just says, follow me. And from now on, you'll be catching men. So don't look for somebody else. Don't look for somebody that's more experienced. I think it's sometimes experience is to our detriment, because we think we know how to do it. And I've seen that a lot where, you know, I think I got it, but really it's the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit that wants to do this. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and I'll give you the Holy Spirit. And in fact, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. At the moment that you are led, and whatever it is he leads you to do, you're a son of God. You're his representative, and that's how people see Christ, is through you. And so that's it. And I just bless you, and I had a few more hours worth, but I cut it back, so bless you guys.
We all give a hearty amen to the word. Thank you, Rod. And let's be sure it's not another 20 years. It'd be good to have Rod come down more often, wouldn't it? I think so, yeah. Thank you for sharing God's word with us. Let's all stand together. I think the only comment you want to hear at this point is lunch is near. So we've been fed spiritually. I know we're going to go and partake of lunch, but we just bless the time of fellowship that follows. And again, we're so thankful for all those that came from out of town. It's just great to see you this morning. And Lord, we thank you for your presence, for ministering to our hearts today, and lead us the rest of this day. Lead us the rest of our lives. This is our delight. This is our passion, is to know your Spirit's leading and to follow you. Amen. Bless one another. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Well, good morning. We want to welcome two-thirds of the congregation here that are busy. For me, it feels like a very special honor to take this time to minister to, and more than that, I feel we're here to honor the ministry that is there and has been there for so many years. When Rod and I started out together back in with Bill and soon after with Doug and different ones, George, early 70s, the days of the ministry, again, it was such a joy to see God unfolding so many things and the power of the Spirit being manifest and the Word coming alive. Along with that, when you're involved with church and church organization, you get a lot of the human element. And there was a lot of difficulties and a lot of stressors that came along with that. But as I look back over that journey, in all of it, God was real. And even in the toughest times, or we couldn't at that point going through things, we couldn't understand why things were happening that way. It was wrong. It shouldn't be that way. God has a greater perspective when we look at justice. We look at the immediate situation. God's looking at the big picture and what he's working in our lives. And I see so much fruitfulness and growth from that time and from the difficult times. And Rod, for these many years, has always been a shepherd. You've had different roles in church, in pastoring and bringing the word and different gifts of the Spirit. But more important than the roles has been the working of God's heart and spirit through your life and all the lives that you've touched by his Spirit. And I think more and more as we come out of this church age realm, there's going to be less and less focus on the mechanics and on titles and what gifts we have and what ministry we are. That's all part of an age that's fading away because the human ego is so involved with that. As the realm of heaven and God's kingdom invades this realm, it's the essence of all those things that are going to be manifest. And the essence of being a pastor, you know, a pastor is kind of a mixed bag because you're there ministering to the people, but then often pastors are tied into a church organization or religion. There's a balancing act between what you give to the people and playing the politics and all that. I see that all of that old wineskin fading away. And the essence is the shepherd's heart and God's heart being able to be manifest through his shepherds to tend to his sheep. And Rod, I bless you this morning because in all the years and whatever's gone on, I have seen that shepherd's heart in operation. You've always had a burden for what God wanted for his people. And the people he brings across your path, it hasn't been to collect them in church. You've looked at each life and really sought the Lord. Lord, what do you have for this life? And that shepherd's heart is going to grow and increase in the days ahead. In this chapter you're in right now, and I think our life is like a book with many chapters. I believe the chapter you're in right now, the Holy Spirit wants to write it a different way. There's not going to be the bondages you've seen in the past, but there's a freedom to do things God's way, a freedom just to follow the anointing, a freedom to follow his voice, and you don't have to worry about other things around you like we've had to worry about in the past. The fear of man does not enter into the picture. Your allegiance is not being pulled different ways. It's simply whatever God has put in your heart, there is strength, there is anointing to do that. No strings attached. You can give to people what God wants you to give them. And in experiencing the ministry from you, people are experiencing God's heart and God's perspective. And the verse that came to me is in the book of Psalms, and Psalm 78:72 says, "So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands." And that's the level of shepherding that's coming forth of ministry. Shepherding according to not whatever the doctrine of the church is or what other people think, the integrity of your heart, which is where the Lord resides. Being able to shepherd people according to what God wants to impart to them. Then after that says, and guided them with his skillful hands. To me, that's the gifts that he gives us. And I know that, Rod, you move in different gifts of the Spirit, but that is secondary to that ministry flowing out of the integrity of your heart. And when that's flowing from the right place, as it has and it will even with greater anointing in the days ahead, your hands, the skills, the gifts will just flow with that to impart to whatever people need. So we stand today to honor the ministry that is there, has been there, your faithfulness in all that you've been through to the Lord and to the Lord's people. In and out of church, that's really not the relevant thing. You've been faithful to God's people, carrying the burden of what God wants for them. We stand in faith that in this new chapter, it's being written with freedom, that the bondages of the past will not be a part of this day that you're living right now. You have the freedom to do things God's way, with His Spirit, with His Word, and to experience the joy of knowing that you're serving Him the way He wants to be served. And we bless you this day. A shepherd, as it says in Jeremiah, God said, in the last of these days, I'll raise up shepherds after my own heart. I bless you with that promise. You're a shepherd after His own heart. And all the people that have been touched by you and that will be touched by you will walk away not with a sense of how great Rod is, but in this day they'll walk away with a sense how wonderful our Lord and King is, because it's His Spirit, His will that's being imparted to them. Freedom to you and Charlene. Clarity of revelation of how He's leading you and all the things that would come in to distract or confuse, whether it be from the world or religion, will in no way interfere with your vision of what God is speaking to your hearts. And like with Jesus with the servants, Mary said, whatever He tells you to do, just do it. Let that just be the foundation of your life. All that matters is whatever Jesus speaks to you to do, you do it. And this family here supports you with faith and love in this new chapter. And as the Holy Spirit writes it out and as the pathway unfolds, we're standing with you every step of the way. We bless you. Amen. If you'd like to come up here, we want to get it on tape, or I'll move the mic back there for... Don't be shy.
Take the mic. As we were singing the hymns, all these different songs of the battles and things we've gone through, and yet God is always preparing us and always bringing these young men forth to go through different things, but that they might be faithful. And their faithfulness was proven by their love for the Lord. And they stood fast through thick and thin, through accusations, through blessings also, of course. And it was just a whole melody of all the wonders that God's doing among His people and what He's doing in your life and the lives of many, many others, and calling forth the people that just really serve Him after God's own heart. And that's what I've always felt from you. There's never some pretense. It was always the heart. And of course, recently we've crossed paths a lot, and I just, you know, the shepherding is always there, was always there, and it's just going to be broken now into a whole new thing. And that's true for a lot of us in this age. That's what some of the songs come to me, where that God is just releasing a lot of things, because everybody's been tried through it. And I believe there's just so much more for all of us, and for you, and for the blessings you impart to so many. And I'm just happy to be here and witness this all, as we all are.
I want to ask you a question.
He's kind of scary.
No, I have a cold. Rod, do you love Him? Feed His lambs. Rod, do Do you love him? Tend his sheep. Rod, do you love him? Feed his sheep.
Because that's what he did. I don't know. Ask him.
Of course I love him.
We know that. We know that.
Yes. Go.
Rod and I go back to San Diego State, Monty's den. Rod witnessing to a demoniac that stood up on the table, started shouting to all of Monty's den. But you're we moved on. But God's given you some freedom, you know. It's like David's moving on to do something different, and he's taking care of some financial issues so you can just have some freedom. And you're an evangelist, you know. And he said, feed his sheep. And it's like we have to get out of these four walls and start ministering. And I really believe what, you know, when you're talking about Pendleton and some things that you're going to be able to do. And I just bless you because it's going to be a whole new crop of people that are going to be touched. Because you have the anointing, because you lift him up and you minister him. So it's not going to be a hard thing. It's going to be kind of a whole fun new thing that the Lord's opening up. So we just bless you in this as you start getting out, and you're going to find interesting places that open up for you to go speak, and men that come to you that want a bond and want prayer and want healing. You have a whole ministry to a whole area of the military. So we just bless you in that, and we need to pray for him with all these people that have come back from Iraq. You know, all the Pendleton and the Marines down there. So this is God's opened a whole new thing, and it's going to be kind of fun. Charlene will keep us informed. But we do bless you, because I've seen this guy. We were at State, and when we had our meetings, it's like Rod was out there every day, and somebody was being touched, you know, and hearing the gospel. And we need to do the same thing. So Lord, lift you up. The Lord strengthen your hands, just to give you a peace. And the things that you've gone through, the brokenness, the things that you've gone through are going to minister to these guys. So we bless you.
Rod, I just want you to know that the Spirit is sitting on you, and it is using you in a way that is going to touch so many people, even just by saying hello to them. You're gonna be able to change their lives and open them up to new vistas that they've never dreamed of, and you're going to be able to help them.
I was at this conference about 2 weeks ago, and there was this lady in front of me that was by herself, but she was one of these dancers and had the flag, you know, that they, some of the services is a little new to me, but it's kind of, a lot of the church is into this type of worship. But anyway, I believe she was a prophetess, and the Lord started showing her things about me, and we kind of violated the principle of the conference, because they said they don't want any personal ministry to go on unless it goes through the head honchos, and so we were kind of rebellious, and we